Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is David Lee from Prevent Connect, and today I am talking with Ana Vega, who's the Economic Justice Coordinator, and Leslie Malkin, who's the Community and Program Education Administrator at the New Jersey Coalition for Battered Women. How are you doing today?
Wonderful, David.
Over the last several years, the New Jersey Coalition for Battered Women has been one of the Delta PrEP grantees. And what the coalition's been doing is working on building capacity for primary prevention of domestic violence. And I'm really interested in learning more about the work that you've been doing, particularly with the Latino community. So, Leslie, can you just give an overview of what that work is?
We wanted to focus on an underserved population here in New Jersey. And as it means nationally, the Latino-Hispanic community is one of the fastest growing communities and yet doesn't often receive services that are completely culturally competent for that community. And so our project was to develop training to bring to local domestic violence programs that work closely with organizations that primarily serve a Latino community. We developed a 3-hour training on primary prevention of teen dating violence and what is a healthy relationship within a Latino community, teen community. And we've presented it to 3 organizations thus far. And in fact, tomorrow we'll be presenting it to another 5. So we're very excited about it.
Ana, how was it doing these trainings?
We did 1 training so far for our partner domestic violence agency in Union County and PROCEED, which is the major Latino organization serving the Latino population of that county. And the training went very well. We presented on primary prevention of intimate partner violence systems and dynamics and on healthy relationships, and also we address cultural elements of the Latino population and how it relates to primary prevention. How could they use this work to infuse it into their already existing work in the community? I spoke on the characteristics of Latino families, for example, machismo, but the other side of machismo, because machismo is usually seen as a very negative kind of aspect. So the other aspect of that coin is the nobleman. And the idea of the nobleman is the one that really cares for the family, that's very family focused, has integrity for self-respect, nonviolence. So it's looking at what's in the culture and looking at that other side and how that other positive side could be really focused on and expanded on to really infuse those positive aspects of the culture. Also focusing, for example, I spoke about familismo. Again, that's the focus on the family. In terms of putting this work out into the Latino community, you have to talk about primary prevention work and address the whole family unit for it to be successful. So we talk a little bit about how to do that. Also, I'm going to be following up with the agencies on providing technical assistance so that I will be more able to follow closely what the agencies are doing and how they're infusing this work into the community.
All too often, a lot of domestic violence prevention work has been done very individualistically, and so what you're talking about is looking on both the cultural level and the family level to really strengthen the work you're doing.
Yes, we focus work on the northern part of New Jersey and on the southern part of New Jersey. And on the southern part, we're going to be doing a training and providing training to a South Jersey Families Reconnected Coalition in Cumberland County. And they're really focusing about how holistically to serve families. And so we will be doing our 2nd major training there for these agencies that are working with families in Cumberland County.
And when working with organizations that are serving the Latino communities, how do you find that the issues of teen dating violence and domestic violence primary prevention resonates?
they were really receptive to the concepts of primary prevention. For many of them, these were new concepts. So often the groups that work directly with victims and survivors are focused on intervention and just haven't had an opportunity to be exposed to basic concepts regarding primary prevention. And the evaluations that we received were simply outstanding. People were very excited to get this information. And dovetailing it with information that Anna was able to provide specific to the Latino community, it really went over quite well.
Leslie, what were some of the lessons that you learned during this process?
The need to work very closely and collaboratively with all of the programs that we were dealing with. Simple things like logistics and scheduling often presented some challenging topics. But the other thing I would learn, and I would really attribute this largely to Anna, was the importance that food played, particularly within the Latino community. And so we felt it was really important to get all of the people together in an informal setting over food that we could just talk in general about the work that they were doing and the concepts that we would be introducing in the training. The other thing I think that was very important was to get buy-in, both from the leadership of all of the programs that we were working with, as well as the frontline staff that would actually be infusing these principles into the work that they were doing on a daily basis.
Anna, any highlights for you and lessons learned that you have from doing this work?
This work is really could lead to a lot of collaborations within the communities, DV agencies working together with other agencies in the community and vice versa. And since I've been doing primary prevention work, it really has shown how the crucial aspects of this work can really unite people together to really come together.
Thank you. It's been really great listening to each of you talk. We've been talking with Anna Vega and Leslie Malkin, and they're with the New Jersey Coalition for Battered Women, and over the last several years through the Delta PrEP program have been working on primary prevention of domestic violence and working particularly with the Latino community. Thank you very much, and I appreciate you taking some time, and I look forward to learning about more as you keep on proceeding with your work.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.